Oh my god.
Push my fingers into my ass. It's the only place I can scoop out feces fast.
Come on, you know the
you're
words.
You're not Slipknot.
Yeah, because
and this isn't
Slipknot could never be me.
Fuck. What's the name of that song?
Push my fingers into my eyes?
No.
I'm not gonna make it. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I just don't know. I just don't recall the name of the song.
Me neither, but I think my remix is better. Welcome back to AK209, the only podcast with me, Aiden Maloney, my boy Kevin Boland, where they call us Ranch because we are dressing. Is that not right?
Amen.
That's very enthusiastic. Thanks, Kev. Well, it's the show where we bring you chaos, goofs, laughs, gaffs, guffaws, tomfoolery, a hijink, and the occasional shenanigan. We start off with Vibe of the Week, tell you something fun, funny, wholesome, real that's happened in the last 7 days. And then, of course, we have language barriers and burning questions. But we couldn't get there without, of course, first languaging the barrier and vibing the week. Kev?
I mean, I feel like you guys are sick and tired of hearing of how we've been, because you know what? I am, too.
But you know what they're not sick and tired of? Are you okay, man? You're dying on camera and audio.
I'm not in the best of spirits. I don't know.
Great.
It's just a sore throat.
Recording.
I know. Well, hey, the show must go on, right?
You know what, though? This is episode 12 of season 7. The finale of season 7.
Oh.
Bidge?
It is.
Bridge?
How about that?
Yeah. In it. Not that you would know.
No, I do know, because you made it...
I made it what?
You made it a point, I'm pretty sure, one of the last times we talked about...
15 seconds ago.
When we were going to record. I'm like, yeah, this day, like, okay, well, it's the last, you know, it's the finale. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and then that didn't happen, did it?
No, that was... It's just... last week, because you
weren't here.
Yeah, last week was a bit of a...
A doozy.
It was.
The first step is a doozy, but we're here, the finale of season 7, so I hope you're ready. Now, Kev, your vibe of the week...
If
you want to go first.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sure. I won't stop you.
I'm a little under the weather. Just a cough.
We're always under the weather because it's the... You know, it's... Go ahead. Can you not commit bodily functions while we're recording?
I'm sick
of your shit. I'm kidding.
Fucking ditto. No, I'm just kidding.
It's like, yeah, same...
Got a cough, sore throat, woke up with it this morning. I'm like, oh, great, here we go.
The sore throat was my fault.
Yeah, I didn't even hear you enter my room last night.
They never do.
But I felt the presence, and I accepted it.
Feel more than that, huh?
Yeah, that's for the Patreon.
Hey, AK209
on
Patreon.
On the spicy side.
Oh. Kev.
I told you I'm sick.
No one burps excessively when they're sick, unless you have a stomach issue. Which I don't doubt you do, because
I was going to say...
Besides what's on a burger, I would love for you to name the last vegetable you ate on purpose.
You can go fuck yourself. So, I think I got sick from playing too much Call of Duty this past weekend.
It is a condition.
The launch of Black Ops 6. Black Ops 6 is here. And it's a lot of fun. I am enjoying it. The multiplayer is kind of meh, just because I'm bad. And all these sweaty little Fortnite kids running around with this new movement system, which is cool, don't get me wrong. I enjoy it. It's just something I got to get used to as my older days in Call of Duty gaming.
You're something of a boomer.
Something of a veteran, I might add. It's just like how I'd like to think I'm a veteran in Rocket League. And I'm so old in that game that I finally decided to hang them up and retire.
By uninstalling.
Yes.
Because you needed the extra space for Black Ops 6.
No, I know.
I'm sure
you
did.
Did I not tell you that I got banned?
I heard rumblings about you getting banned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure if I get banned one more time, that's the
finale.
And then they're banning my whole account.
Like IP address or something.
Like to play the game, not to play other games, just for that one game.
Wait, so if you...
Because I was banned for a month for saying one thing in the chat.
Maybe you shouldn't have said that one thing in the chat.
And that one thing was... But I said it... because for the longest time my chat was turned off and I didn't know why. I figured out how to turn it on.
Say that.
Stop being a pussy on the other end. You beat us by 8 goals and I say that and you're going to report me and ban me?
Maybe get good. Maybe you are, like, past veteran and you're just a boomer now.
I am past my prime because...
Maybe you're just a boomer and maybe games like Animal Crossing or maybe phone game. Maybe Candy Crush is more your speed these days.
I've already played Candy Crush.
You beat it? What is it, level 1006 or whatever?
I beat it all. I bought all the microtransactions. Yeah. I beat it all.
Maybe you should, Tetris. Maybe Tetris is for you.
My game's too old. I was thinking something like, Minecraft.
Minecraft is goated.
I mean, that's a game that anyone can play.
That is true.
Still playing Helldivers.
Did you get a dub?
There's no... Well, yeah, you win operations.
That's what I'm asking.
The Terminid Horde and the Automaton Legion.
So did you Tomatom?
I did, on her Terminid. All over that super colony.
Made your own Super Earth.
Other than playing Black Ops 6, which I got to Prestige 2 this weekend, by the way, because it was double XP, I get it. I have a problem. But that's okay. Other than that, hockey's been well.
Admitting you have a problem is the first step.
But
I don't care.
I don't care.
But saying it's okay afterwards negates the fact that you acknowledge you have a problem.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I mean, no one in my circle finds it concerning.
Because everyone else in your circle also plays Black Ops 6 to a concerning level.
Actually, that's where you're wrong. It's just me.
I somehow have doubts. I just have doubts.
None of my other friends are my level. My buddy Brian will not buy it. He won't even buy NHL 25, which I don't blame him.
I
haven't bought that either.
I wouldn't have bought 24 or 23 or 22 or 20 or 21 or 19.
Cool. I've played Black Ops 6 with Tommy a couple times, but he's on Xbox, and he got it for free with Game Pass. So,
that's pretty goated.
Yeah, good for them. I had to pay $70 for it.
Oh, because you have the lesser of the consoles.
No, it's just for the longest time we had exclusivity, and now they just put it on Game Pass because Microsoft.
Because they can. Well, Microsoft. You have to. Well, I don't doubt this. Stop being gross. I don't doubt that. But at the same time, they are the second biggest company in the world. So if they were going to do Black Ops 6 for free, I don't think it's going to hurt them. I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, no, it's not. Because once Warzone gets integrated with Season 1 and all the fucking stupid bundles that come out and all this shit, battle passes, what have you.
They'll make a lot of money.
Yes, they will.
Is what we're going to say.
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
But hockey's been well, too.
Did you get a dub?
Still going in between weeks where my skate isn't skating because of PNW. Like this week upcoming, we won't be skating.
But is it like every other week off?
Yeah, there's some weeks where there's 2 weeks in a row we won't skate, which is going to suck.
That's bogus, dog.
It is what it is. Still having a lot of fun doing that, though. Pretty much just what I do every week. I play hockey here and there. I finally got on a team for the Downtown League here in Valpo.
Let's go.
I got a text from Keith.
Let's get some
let's go's
in chat.
And he's like, hey, like this one team was looking for a goalie. Like, do you have a team yet? I'm like, no, I don't. He's like, well, did you want it? I'm like, yes. Yeah, and then the guy reached out to me like, what do you want? I'm like, Bolin, number 21. And like, I want a goalie cut jersey, but don't get me like the biggest one. I don't want to be swimming in it. Like,
true.
Because I have many jerseys like
my
that.
My man
where, like,
has standards, okay?
Like,
Keith?
When I'm standing there, like my pads overlap the jersey and then sometimes it gets stuck on it when I'm dropping down in a butterfly.
True.
Like they're that big.
That's
and sometimes,
not helpful.
Like, they need to be that big if I was bigger.
Right. But, I mean, maybe it would help you look... Stop dying. It would help you look big in net, maybe? That's a thing you say. It's like, I want to look big in net.
I'm as big as I'm going to get.
You're big?
I'm as big as I'm going to get.
You're hard right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's awesome for the viewers.
Because I'm waiting for you to talk about how you've been.
I've been pretty good, so...
Don't care.
I know. But maybe someone does. Maybe. On a whim, maybe someone does.
Who, you? Yourself?
No, I don't even care either. But I'm just hoping someone else does. You know?
I got you.
Yeah. So, I've been pretty well. Another SSD for my computer, right? Because that was the thing that was stopping me from downloading bigger games, was I didn't have the space. Most of what we do for this show is taking up my hard drive space. And I was like, wait a minute, I have a job. I can just go buy another drive.
How long did it take you to realize that?
Way too long.
I have a job. I don't make as much money as you, and I would probably make that impulse buy, knowing yeah. I have bills to pay and fucking myself.
Right, right, right. But that was what I did literally today. I did that today. Oh. So now I have space. I can download those crazy 150 gigabyte games, and I will be A-okay. And so will the show.
So what you're saying is, even though we might venture into it in our YouTube content, what you're saying is you and I got to start gaming together.
That's what I keep telling you. In separate
households.
Well, yeah.
Even if it's cross-platform.
That's what I'm saying, right? I would say so.
No, like a headset microphone to like talk to me. No. If you're talking to me through that while we're playing, like I'm even if you're not, I'm going to picture you sitting here playing a game talking to me like, he's on your left, Kev. He's on your left. Dead ahead. Dead ahead.
Southwest. Southwest. But yeah, this is the mic I own. It's the one we use. Why would I need more than one mic? Like microphone.
If it can plug into like, and I would assume if you're gonna play anything like on PC, if you're skilled enough, kudos to play on mouse and keyboard. But if you need to use a controller,
I would probably use a controller.
Okay, well I can't blame you because I've tried playing PC it's games difficult. With a it's mouse difficult. And I don't know how people
especially first person shooters. It's very difficult. God. But yeah, I would probably use a controller. But like, why would I need more than one mic? I've hopped in Discord calls and whatnot with this.
Does this have like a... I forget what that port is called.
USB?
It's not a USB. It's a circular one that you plug in.
Oh, a 3.5 mil headphone jack.
Okay, yeah, that.
Yeah, no.
Does this have that?
No.
Yeah, so you can't just plug this into the controller and start
Why
speaking.
Would I need to plug this into a controller when it's directly in the computer?
Oh.
What? Like, are you fucking serious? You forgot it's in the computer?
You know, I might be serious. I'm serious about this.
You know, you are a very special man, Kev, and I'm glad to do this show with you because I get moments like that where I'm like, wait a minute. This is hilarious.
You feel smart. Taking advantage of your partner's idiocy and shortcomings.
Shortcoming.
Coming up short.
Coming in short, people, is what I do.
Oh, my.
I also, on top of that, there's been a lot of good music released recently. I think it was a couple of weeks ago I was talking about some, like, older albums I've been listening to, like Mac Miller, Childish Gambino. But Tyler, the Creator, came out with an album. I forget how many songs are on it, but it's really good. I think it's something Copia... Not Cornucopia.
Speaking of that, Highly Suspect came out with another one.
Chromacopia. It's called Chromacopia. And, oh, yo, I need to check that out.
Zach played a song when we were driving home from the party this past weekend. I forget what it was called, but it was just one song that was on the album. And it fucks.
Yeah.
It fucks.
Yeah, yeah.
This whole album is gonna
have to suss out the Highly Suspect one. But, yeah, Tyler came out with Chromacopia. A new single from Snoop Dogg dropped. That's fire.
And he's still making fucking music?
Yeah, and Dre's still producing it, too.
Jesus.
Yeah, man. It's fire, man.
Retire already.
No, if it's good, why stop? What, are we going to log off internet at 35 because we stopped being funny? Hopefully not.
Well, if it was good, why stop? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Talk to my ex about that one.
If it's good, why stop? What?
Boom.
We bring the boom! Oh, sorry. Yeah, we'll get Kev his chocolate double chunk cookie.
I need my chicken bake.
Yeah, his chicken bake. And we'll be... Stop doing that. We'll be right back.
You're right, I didn't. But I felt that some people out there needed to know. And speaking of needing to know, I think you need to know some of these words that were thrown at you here right now on Language Barriers.
But goodness sake, Kev... What if someone's first episode is today? Hey, shout out Falkenstein, Germany. What is language barriers?
Language barriers is when we go to everyone's Urban Dictionary and we search up words or phrases that most of you might not know because it's not part of your generation.
And you might daily lingo.
And you might hear people say these terms or phrases or words and wonder, what the hell are they even saying?
What the freak, bro?
We're here to educate you on what some of these sayings that they say mean. So then you, too, can use them in your daily life.
In daily life. Most of these are appropriate
and
for
daily
life.
And clap back at the kids that are making fun of you by calling you X, Y, and Z.
These words, right, right. So we have some very interesting things. Terms, words. Kevin dying.
Sorry, I'm dying. He's Germany, dying. Sorry, I'm dying.
Falkenstein, hey. Jesus. Good Lord.
You just hawked a dookie.
You hawked the Tua. Anyway.
Ah, fuck.
I'll start with the Walmart Panini Press.
Now, this sounds hot.
It sounds hot? Let's see if Kev agrees. When you take a dump on the baby changing station and close it in the Walmart bathroom. God. Quote from user B0R93. All the stalls were full, so I had to Walmart Panini Press.
Honestly, this sounded like a sex position initially.
It's not.
And that's totally
Although
not what
could,
I thought
it
was.
It could be sexual.
It there, could be.
There are a very unfortunate quantity of people, especially with the advent of social media, that just have scat fetishes. And that's...
It's just not okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not one to like go out and kink shame.
But that's
if
just...
you like shit, that is an issue, and I would talk to a therapist because that's gross and that's a biohazard.
Like
it's gross.
It has one use. It's
to
fertilization.
Flush away. To flush away.
Like that's it. Well, yeah. Okay, not human shit. Yeah. Human shit needs to be flushed away
because it's a biohazard. Dysentery.
Not cow excrement.
E. coli. What
E. coli.
Else is in there?
I hardly know her.
That's that's not how that joke works.
Oh, it's not.
No.
No.
Anyway, if you are out shopping one day and feel the need, cop a Walmart Panini Press. Why not? What are they going to do? Great. Okay. Genuine advice, don't do this because Walmart employees are underpaid, underappreciated, and don't want to clean up your feces. But in theory, this is hilarious.
Yeah, in Minecraft, it
in
is
Minecraft.
Probably one of the funnier things you could do in Walmart.
Don't do this.
But just don't do it.
But thinking about it is funny.
Absolutely.
Kev?
Buckle butt.
Buckle butt?
Buckle butt. Okay. A really low-life, idiotic, and dumb person.
Oh my god. That's not what I thought that meant at all.
Hey, you know who Zach is? He's a real buckle butt.
Yo, shout out AK-209 After Dark.
And this one was by Very Intelligent Man.
Wow.
July
sounds
19th, 2019.
Sounds like not a buckle butt to me. If you out there know a buckle butt, share it. Like, you can clip this timestamp and share it with them so they know what they are. And now you know this term to call them. A buckle butt. Someone who is, what was it exactly? Like
just a dumb person. An idiotic
idiot.
Moron.
Yeah.
A idiot.
The last one, or next one I have, is balsamicking.
Okay.
I'm sure you're aware of balsamic, right?
Yes.
Balsamicking. When you drench your partner in balsamic dressing before, during, and after intercourse. Balsamicking. This is by user Jim Nolfork Jr. And he says, man number one, yo, why you smell like balsamic? Man number two, man, last night me and my girl balsamicked. So you can use this in past tense. So balsamicking is drenching your partner post, during, and before coitus.
Well, if you do it before, that's
I would also...
Little...
Okay, so vinegar is acidic.
What did you say?
Vinegar is acidic. Are you okay,
Kev? Say it one more time?
Vinegar is acidic.
Stop saying that. Can't say that word.
What would you call... vinegar.
I don't know if I could speak on that.
Kev?
What?
Your next word.
Oh, my next word.
Yeah, I already finished balsamicking, okay. And then you were like,
well, then you started talking about vinegar.
Right, because it's balsamic vinegar.
Stop. Uncle Tim.
Okay. Okay.
Whites who challenge white racism and white supremacy. The term originated in poor faith towards a white anti-racist activist, Tim Wise. That guy is challenging my racist behavior, and he's white too? What an Uncle Tim. Does he hate white people? By master's degree, teehee.
Wow, so this has got to be a coin termed by, like, KKK people. That's nuts.
Yep.
That's nuts. Okay, that's good to know what that means. But that's crazy. If you have used or heard of that term before, I question your mental stability.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Next one I got here is dumpling. Refers to someone that is constantly needing to take a shit.
That would be me. Yeah, I'm a dumpling.
You are a dumpling. This was posted by...
I haven't shit today yet, though. It's going to be bad when I get home.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know...
After hockey,
you know the rules here at AK-209 Studios. If he decides he is desperate, like the dumplingism hits him hard, he cannot defecate here unless he uses the bidet, and it scares him. It terrifies him.
I mean, I don't want anything near my asshole, let alone a hefty stream.
It's the cleanest your ass has probably ever been if you use it. Anyway, so a dumpling is someone that needs to shit all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you know someone like that at home. I know someone like that sat next to me.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Newports.
Newports. The menthol.
It's a brand of cigarettes popular with the black folks.
Oh, is it really?
Yo, B, you got any Newports full and... Oh, I can't say you, that.
Yeah.
Oh, Kev, I can't say that. Kev? Oops. By Skinny Guinea. This came out in May 17, 2003.
I don't doubt that, but I did not know that Newports were...
primarily associated with the black folks.
Yeah, yes. Black Americans, African Americans. That's nuts.
Yep.
I didn't know that. I always just knew them as menthols.
Nope.
Okay,
you
good
never
to
heard
me
say, like, oh, you want them Newports? You got them Newports?
No, not...
Motherfucking Newports.
What are you referencing something?
Yeah, Squidward.
Squidward tortellini.
Tentacles.
This is twack. The sound a bag of quarters makes when it hits someone upside the head, causing this individual to have a lazy eye.
Oh my god, that's assault.
That is assault. This is a crime. Okay. But twack. It's
twack.
The sound a bag of quarters makes. When, you know, twack.
Twack.
This was posted by Schwank.
Schwank.
Because of
Schwank
course
is
it was.
Out here twacking.
Yeah, well, Schwank is probably in jail because of that.
Well, stop.
Stop twacking.
Twacking
That
people.
Is against the law.
Cum coochie.
Cum coochie?
Cum coochie.
I like this.
It's a coochie filled with cum. Okay. It's also my Instagram.
Wait, this is someone's Instagram?
And for reference, it's cum spelt with a K and
with a K.
Coochie spelt with a K.
Okay, so double K.
Yes. Bro, look at that cum coochie over there. By cum coochie, May 29th, 2019. And now I gotta see if this fool does have an Instagram.
Okay, we're doing some live research for cum coochie.
Okay.
Are you finding it?
Yeah.
No, yeah. you're looking at you're looking at softcore porn. Thanks for doing that live, Kev.
It's not my fault. Oh,
you found them? Oh, they're real. Yeah, oh, they just post memes.
It's cum coochie. Oh, that
that's not.
Be,
that's toothpaste. That's toothpaste.
So.
Where
really
you can insinuate what we're looking at. That was toothpaste, though.
Oh.
I'm certain of it.
Okay.
If that's not toothpaste, whoever did that needs to see a doctor.
I mean, this looks like some funny memes. So,
it's just a meme
cum
page.
Coochie. I like that.
Yeah. We do not endorse cum coochie because we have not vetted them properly. So take that with a grain of salt. The next one I have, it's an old school one, but I loved this definition. D's nuts. Everyone knows it. Everyone has heard or said a D's nuts joke. I'm certain of it. But as explained by John C.D., get it, C.D.'s nuts, the possessive description of the contents of my wrinkly sack when they are in your mouth. It is an easy way to tell someone that your nuts are in their mouth.
Wow.
D's nuts. I loved the way that John C.D., provided that is like the possessive term of the contents of my wrinkly sack is hilarious wording.
I mean, yeah, it looks like a miniature brain I'm shoving in your face.
It's like brainy.
Like why is there that one line?
There's the line down the middle.
Like, you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I'm pretty sure I could, okay, I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure I heard that all fetuses start as female, and then when they develop the further genes, if they're like, if they're meant to have a dick, all of a sudden the body, like the fetus has to like adjust and like it like changes what would have been a vagina into a penis and balls.
Oh.
So that's why there's the line there, is that would have been a line somewhere else.
Really?
Is what I've heard, yeah. Yep. Huh. Yeah, and what is a cock for Kevin and I would have been a clitoris for a woman.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wish I could have been playing with it. My last one here today for all you people out there.
You can't just say things like that.
Like what?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
You will in editing.
I know.
The spits.
The spits?
A term a person, usually male, may use to call out a girl for head. Third person, Ayo Cromel wants the spits. Second person, so you trying to give me the spits or nah? First person, I'm trying to get the spits, you heard? By L. Dottie Giz.
So the spits is just another term for head.
Yes.
Or oral.
Mm-hmm.
That is seemingly so degrading. And well, yet, like,
I want you to head out.
The entire meme of Hawk Tua is the embodiment of the spits. The spits. The spits, yeah.
I want you to, in our intermission, go out there and ask Jordan for the spits and come back here and we'll continue to record.
I probably won't live to come back here. Yeah.
And she'd probably be like, what the fuck did you just say to me?
What did you say? What does that mean?
The spits, babe. The spits.
The spits. I'm desperate.
I need the spits.
The final one I have for you today is cluster orgy.
Ooh, it sounds like an orgy, but a lot of people.
That's like what I thought, too.
Uh-oh.
And that would have been hot, but this actually makes more sense. Cluster orgy is the accumulation of so many cluster fucks, it has turned into an orgy. This was posted by Travelin' Bard. Pretty cool name. I love that, though. Like, the quantity of cluster fucks, I imagine it's got to be like four or five, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, what consists of an orgy? Like, a four is a foursome. So it's got to be five plus, right?
Yeah.
To be an orgy? Like, the consecutive cluster fuckery that must occur to become a cluster orgy is astounding to think about. Huh. And I love that. I love that for us.
That's a lot of people getting all funky and skunky.
In the original term, but this is a cluster orgy. Which I guess could be the definition of my life from age 18 to age 20.
You were in a lot of them?
That was a cluster orgy.
Mm.
Yeah. I was not in a lot of orgies, but that period of my life was that definition we just read.
You know, everyone goes through their things in life.
True.
Some have cluster orgies, some don't. You're welcome.
And thank you. We'll be right back.
My wrinkly cock and balls. My wrinkly cock and balls.
It's a very interesting week.
My balls are wrinkly. My cock is wrinkly.
I can't remember. My wrinkly
cock and balls.
I can't remember.
My wrinkly cock and balls. What are you doing, Kev?
I don't know.
We're recording.
Are we?
The show.
Ah,
stop
no.
with the trademarked music.
No, it was not trademarked.
I'm sure it was trademarked.
Oh.
I'm singing about my wrinkly cock and balls, and here you are goofing around.
I know. Put it away, please. It's turning me on.
No.
Oh.
I won't do that. Because it's burning questions. The section with the questions are questioning. I'm kidding. We go to everyone's second least favorite website, Reddit. We source questions people asked into the ether, deserving, demanding, and
begging and pleading
begging
to be answered.
Pleading, please, Daddy, give me a.
Like, I'm begging and pleading on my knees.
Mouth. In his mouth is where my wrinkly cock and balls will be after these burning questions to omnipotent beings answer. Those questions, because you deserve no less.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We have a question from user Supples Pinata.
Wow.
That is a difficult to pronounce name, but I can dig it.
Just make it a better one. We've said this time and time again on this segment.
Several times.
Just
get a better username.
Please.
Make it pronounceable.
Yeah.
And concise. I think concise is the correct word.
Like, if you have a question, we will answer. But like, we got to know who's asking.
Right.
It, so.
Right. And Shuples Shipinata. What does that mean?
Not easy.
What does that mean? You get one. Sorry, one. Make it ten. You get $10,000 per person. You slap in the face. I guess that's the whole question. Oh. Yeah. I guess there's legal ramifications, such as committing assault and battery.
I mean, it's just a slap.
Okay. So they
did, they never said how hard, so I could literally just be like...
Right, like a soft slap.
And I got $10,000.
They did specify you can't slap the same person twice.
Oh, that's fine. I'll slap everyone at my fucking job.
But that's, like, I just wouldn't want, like... the criminal charge of assault and battery, right? So here's the thing, right?
If I slap some of the women in the face, they might like it.
That's not... You would want consent first. The point I'm trying to get to...
Well, yeah, but...
Like, fucking yeah, of course. Like, yeah, man, yeah. Well, what do you mean, yeah? No, it's yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, they look like they want it, so they're going to get it.
That's not appropriate at all.
Why not?
Are you just behaving like a goober, or are you fucking actually stupid?
No, okay. No, I'm not actually stupid.
Here's the thing I would do.
I actually have an IQ of 48.
Well, 49.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I've Walmart Panini pressed only twice. It's okay, buddy. We got your back. I would like... all my, like, close family, friends, loved ones, I would at least lock that down, right?
Like, can you tell them that I need to do this for $10,000? Or you
I didn't
can't
read
them?
A specification that you couldn't tell them. So, like, I would tell them, like, hey, I would pull something a little sneaky. Check this out. I would be like, hey, I have this deal. You're not going to believe me, but I'll make it worth your while. I get $2,000 every person I slap in the face. I'll give you half if I can do it.
So you're only going to give him $1,000, and you're going to keep $9,000?
Yes.
You sleaze bag. What are you, fucking
means
a shark?
Shark Tank. Welcome to my fucking tank. Jeez. But it also means they're getting a free $1,000 just from a little slap.
That's true.
And it means I get $9,000 for lying to them. I think that's a fair deal. I think that is a completely fair deal for both parties because, A, they don't need to know I'm getting $9,000.
You'd make a great politician.
I know, right? I can lie so easily. It's fantastic. I mean, most of the time, like, my face gets red and I get all smiley and people can tell. But, like, if I had to lock in, right? If I had to lock it down.
Locking in.
If I was locking in and performing, that's the thing, right?
Is it'd be you can, Sal.
You, yes. To perform. Today I am Tonka Jahari, and I would never order a pizza just for myself. But I absolutely would do that. Because how many, like... close friends and family do I have? I could fly to Washington to visit my sisters, who I miss very dearly. I hope you guys are doing well. I could fly
and
out there.
Slap them in the face.
I hope you understand, guys. But, like, you'd each get $1,000.
Well, you just told them your plot, so they're going to ask
shit.
For more than $1,000.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But then, I guess my sisters, I would do halvesies. You guys would each get $5, okay?
Oh.
Everyone else I would lie more to.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't... no, I can't really say that.
Well, I'm driving to North Carolina, and I'm breaking into a military base just to slap my brother.
Yeah.
Yep. And I will slap him more than once. I don't care if I'm not getting money for the second or third or
that's
fourth
true.
Slap.
And you don't even have to give him any money either.
No.
No. That's the fun part, is you can, but you don't have to.
Yeah. But I'm slapping at least 10 people, so I'm walking away with $100,000.
Oh, you're not even you're giving me a hard time for lying to people and giving them $1,000. You're not even giving anyone anything.
You'll be set. I'm set. I don't care. It's fine. And then guess what? I put a down payment on a house, and Zach's like, where do you get this money from? Then I slap him again.
So you've already slapped him.
Yes.
That one's just for good measure.
Yeah. I'm like, shut the fuck up. We're moving in.
I like it. I'm in. Next question.
Yeah, you can move in too.
Well, I would also have the money from slapping people, which means I could just continue paying off the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So...
yeah, when you move in, we get a better studio.
I mean, I guess if you put a $100,000 down payment on a house, you could get a really nice house.
Yeah. That is a life-changing
amount of money. Unless you're in, like, L.A. or Chicago or New York or something.
No. I would still, with $100,000, I would find a place in, like, fucking Couts.
Which, by the way, we're in Chicagoland, which means we're in the outskirts of Chicago, which is very expensive, but the outskirts are less expensive.
Is where we reside.
Next question from user Antique Chapter 4982. What is the best series you ever watched?
Anything 2BC related.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Peaky Blinders.
I mean, it's up there, secondarily
to 2BC.
Yeah, but like, no, it's 2BC, like, all the games that he plays, he's just a funny content creator, he's Canadian, and he curses a lot, and it's just fucking hilarious.
That's true.
And it just always makes me, I'm having a shit day, I turn on some fucking General Zod, or some fucking GM mode commentaries, yep. I'm like, this is funny.
That's true. I can get down with that. I was tempted to go Criminal Minds and...
How fucking old are you?
25?
I'm just kidding.
No, you're 20. What's 9 plus 10? I am 25.
I am the Senate.
Walmart Panini Press.
Ew.
I mean, yum. I would say Criminal Minds and Adventure Time. And that's likely due to recency bias, because those are two of the series I've watched recently. I loved the first 5 seasons of Supernatural. The latter 10 were good, but not as fantastic.
Latter 10? There were 15?
There was 15. They planned out the show to have 5 seasons, but people loved it so much, they just kept funding it.
Wow.
They just gave it more money. It's like, make more. Here, all the money, make more. So they turned it from 5 into 15. So the first 5 were fantastic because those were storyboarded. The latter 10 were just good. I would say those are my top 3. 24 was fantastic. You ever watch 24? Jack Bauer, Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland?
Kiefer. Was it Kiefer?
It's Kiefer.
It's Kiefer.
I'm pretty sure that's his name.
The
Kiefer.
The fucking Reefer, yeah. Dog.
Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer
Reefer Sutherland.
Succubus.
Mr. Succubus.
Mr. Suck Me
we
Off.
We put the... Mr. Suck Me Off. if we're talking YouTubers like you brought up, almost any Markiplier series. I love the GTFO series from Astral Spiff. I've put so many hours into watching that. Who else is there? Game Grumps. Fuck, I love Game Grumps. Dude, I could watch Game Grumps compilations for like... every day for several months.
A little overrated.
I disagree.
That's okay.
Who the fuck is Tubercy? I don't know that man.
Tubercy.
Who's Bussy?
Who's Bussy is
next
this?
Questchi from
Questchi,
user.
That's a new one, and I don't like that.
Questchies. Doomstars is the poster. Which mundane ability would you rather have? Perfect sleep. Meaning,
oh God!
You get the full 8 hours. You wake up feeling rested. Perfect pooping. No need to wipe. It just comes out all at once,
oh,
and you're
done.
Oh, that
would be so amazing.
Perfect fitness, meaning you can run a 4-minute mile.
I don't care about
you
that.
Can lift what you want to lift. Perfect eyesight.
That'd be nice too.
Meaning no more glasses. Or perfect immunity, meaning any cold you catch is gone in a day's time.
Ooh, I hate being sick. You know what? I can deal with a bunch of phantom wipes and just sitting there swiping my ass like a credit card in the machine.
This is why you need a bidet.
And
you turn the bidet on, you wipe once.
But that's fine. I'm not going to get sick ever again in my life. That's what I'm going
with. Honestly, that might be the most OP.
It is.
Because it not only means...
It is meta.
Meta? Okay?
It's meta. have you heard that term? Shit, maybe I should have talked about that in language barriers.
Meta?
Meta. Yeah, it's like... It's like what all the kids use in Call of Duty with their class setups and stuff like that in Warzone and multiplayer.
This is the meta.
Like, oh, this is the meta
is
setup
the meta.
Right here. You want to get kills and drop nukes? You want to shit on kids? Then
this
use these
the
attachments.
Meta.
And it's like, you need to change these secret settings in Black Ops 6. I'm like, it's not secret. It's right fucking there in front of your face.
But Kev.
Sorry,
this
I'm
is
going
the thing. This is the thing. You haven't thought about the fact that that is the meta.
Oh.
Yeah, so maybe get good. Maybe that would make you get good. Because you know what the meta is? Remember how I was talking about Mario Kart 8 for like 3 weeks? Yoshi buggy on roller tires. That's the meta.
Okay.
That's the meta, by the way. Yeah. Yes, I know. Okay, I'm epic too. I'm a gamer. I also, I love perfect immunity. I also hate getting sick. Stomach viruses get me the worst. Like, there's always those memes out there of, like, men when they break a bone and it's like, ah, shucks, that's unfortunate. Men when they have a fever and it's like war footage of people, like, laying on the ground.
Oh, it is horrible.
I'm usually fine with colds and flus. They usually don't get me that bad. Anything relating to the stomach, nausea, vomiting, I am done. I'm done. So I can't stand up.
Well, if you quit fucking destroying your guts with all the alcohol you drink, I'm saying this as a friend, you have a problem.
Oh, thanks, man. What are you going to do about it?
I'm just kidding. I'll drink with you.
My man, that's what a good friend does, okay? We Walmart Panini Press together.
Crutches. We support our vices, each other's vices.
Yes, yeah. So when someone says, oh, man, I think I might participate in Dry January, you go over on January 1st with a handle, and you say, hey, buddy, this might cheer you up.
It's like, man, I've been drinking a day. I just polished off a 24-rack. I said, okay, I here's come a by 30. With a 30.
Yeah, I'll do you one better, let me finish Buster. That. Damn right. Anyway, perfect immunity because I can't. I would love to never wear glasses again. I would love to get the perfect sleep every time. But there is nothing more debilitating than a stomach virus.
Dude, you know to how, me, to you me know at how least. Just unbelievably inconsistent my sleep has been? Since
dude,
I can't even remember
you've been mentioning,
when.
Yeah, off camera. I don't know how much you've mentioned it on the show, but off camera, you always tell me, he's like, oh, yeah, I guess recently I've been averaging like 4.5 hours. I'm like, dude,
just even how as you a quick awake? Example, last night.
What do you mean 4.5?
Last night, I mean, it was my fault. I was taking as much advantage of double XP as I could, so I didn't fall asleep or go to bed till about 1 in the morning.
Right? And you had to wake up how early?
My alarm was set for 7:15. But I fell asleep about 1:30, 1:45-ish, and my body just woke me up at 10 after 5. And I was, like, kind of awake. And I was kind of awake, but I'm just like, I still got a little bit. So I did fall back asleep, and then I was up at 7:15. But, like, every night I wake up just – it's not even to piss. It's not even to, like, oh, my cock is hard. Let me take care of this. Like, no, I just wake up, and then I check my phone, and then I'm like, ugh.
Right.
And then I set it down, and I go back to sleep.
That's nuts, bro. Have you tried like magnesium or melatonin or anything?
No, I'm all natural.
Yeah, that's working great for you.
I mean, I'm not on enhancers. I'm not on the drugs.
PEDs, right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not on, you know, NyQuil as an enhancer. You cannot touch it.
You cannot touch caramel.
As an enhancer.
Next question from user Cold Enthusiasm 99. $1,000 a day, but you have to eat the same meal for every meal. How long do you take the deal?
I think I could eat McDonald's every day for about 2 weeks. I'm just using that as an example, but I'm sure I could eat.
So it's allowing us to pick the meal, right? For $1,000 a day. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm going to pick a day's worth of a meal, right?
It didn't say
anything about that.
That's true.
So I'll take a protein shake, a protein bar, a salad, a second salad, a pizza, a couple burritos, and a second smaller pizza. I could do that for a month.
I agree with that without the salads. Like, you just had to throw that in there.
Because I have to be healthy somewhere, Kev.
Yeah, I'm healthy.
Yeah, well, nothing. To reference a question I asked earlier in the show, can you remember the last vegetable you ate on purpose?
Yes.
Go ahead.
It was a warm, sunny day.
I was January 13 5th, years old.
1995.
You weren't born.
Saddam Hussein.
What the fuck? Wait, what was Saddam Hussein doing in 1995?
I don't know.
Probably eating more vegetables than you.
You just had to be there.
Yeah, you had to be there, honestly.
And then
but I would pick that, and I would do that for a month, and I'd get 30 grand, so I'm fine. So you and Saddam Hussein are eating how many vegetables?
One. He's eating the one. I'm just standing there watching.
Oh, he's eating your carrot. Yes, I understand.
Yes. Carrot muncher.
Is that going to be like the new vegan slur? You carrot muncher.
It is now. I'm going to start calling people that.
I wouldn't.
Look what you've done.
Did I do that?
You've created
You
this.
Said it. I yeah, just called you, it yeah, out but, as but a, you, it's got potential to be a future
and
slur.
And I will make it.
You heard it here first. AK-209, the inventor of future slurs. I really don't want...
What ethnicity are you? I'm interested in calling you a slur.
I know the meme you're referencing. I really wish you wouldn't say things like that.
God. I love how soft people are nowadays.
It's not about being soft. You just have to not say very specific words because it's not okay.
See, look at you. Soft.
Why don't you show your nipples to the camera? I'll show what soft looks like.
Why would I do that? Why would I flash innocence? And people that don't want to see this. Yeah, I only do that. It's just a dollar a month. Please, subscribe to it.
Next question.
I didn't really answer. I would eat pizza for a month. Like, that would actually be my choice.
Pizza has a very diverse...
It does. You know what? I'll get an extra large pizza with three slices of a breakfast pizza as part of the pizza. And then, like, pepperoni and sausage for lunch. And black olives and, like, a supreme for dinner.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Breezily.
You're
and then you're getting the vegetables you eat on purpose.
Yes.
Yes. These worlds connect. Kevin is a carrot muncher. Looks like someone's munching carrots.
Only your carrot.
Call me Saddam Hussein because Kevin eats my carrot.
Oh, Saddam.
Classic Saddam. Next question from user Hermes _. Would you rather read minds... or see 3 seconds into the future?
Read minds. I want to know what everyone's thinking about.
I
want to know if they have any, like, horrible things that they're thinking about me. Like, I really don't like this guy or that. I just really want to know what you're thinking about.
I see what you're saying. I agree it is the more OP of the two.
It is meta.
It is the meta. Reading minds is meta. But it's... I don't want that. You know, I don't want to know what people secretly think of me.
It's just not even like about me. You secretly think. I'm like, oh, I always knew you were a freak, and now I know.
Yeah, right.
And now I know what your mind's on about.
Look at a poster of, like, the Barbie movie and be like, whoa, wait a minute.
You think, someone's just zoning out at work, folding shirts, like, God, I can't wait to go home, and you know, I want my boyfriend to
beat my cock.
Yeah. Something like that. Like, I'm like, damn, me too.
Yeah. I wouldn't feel comfortable with that, being the mind reader or having my mind read, because if it's something I want to share, I'm going to share it. If it's something someone wants to share with me, they're going to share it. I would rather be able to see 3 seconds in the future because it's got potential, right? Like, I can see...
It has potential to become meta.
It might be the future meta. But, like, I can see...
I see what you did there.
Thanks, man. I could see, like, a car crash I might get into. Oh, I'll turn a little this way, you know? Maybe
that's
a
quick 3 seconds.
Well, that's what my girlfriend says, too. My man. But, like, I could get into day trading and, like...
We hurt ourselves here on AK-219.
It's what we do for you. And we hope you enjoy. Smooch that subscribe button. Thank you.
Thanks.
Anyway, I think, that it's more practical for me because I have enough voices in my own head... I don't need everyone else's voices in my head, too.
I hear voices in my head.
They talk to me instead.
No, that's not it.
I'm Randy Orton.
Wow, that's terrible. That is just got awful.
I'm going to be completely honest with you, Kev. Midway through that, I forgot how it went.
You are insulting one of the greatest.
I made it. I hear voices in my head.
They counsel me. They understand.
Right.
They talk to me.
Yep. Yep.
Bars.
Hold up. I like my version better,
though. No, Randy Orton talks to me.
I like my version better, though. Is that wrong of me to say?
No, it's not.
That's what I'm saying. Last and final question of the day. We hope.
And I hate to interrupt, but I'm dealing with some... I wouldn't say it's an issue, but an issue with my parents about... money and stuff like that.
He's money laundering.
Got me.
You got me. IRS, this guy.
My dad says hello. So, hello.
Oh,
father.
Ryan Boland, my man. Put a sheesh in the comments. We love you.
Don't do that. Or I will take this money for myself.
Actually, make it two, just for Kev. One for me, one for Kev. Too sheesh.
Sheesh.
That's what I'm saying. Final question from user Girl Sausage. Put that in my mouth, baby. What fast food chain do you think makes the best burger? I don't know if you would classify this as fast food.
Well,
or if
then this is quick, it's not an answer.
Quick service.
But
Five Guys. I'm going to say Five Guys.
Yeah, well.
I think they've got drive-thrus.
Do they?
I forgot.
The one here in town does not.
I haven't been to a Five Guys in
a couple
years. I was going to
say, for me, just like
because
morally.
I have to pay a fucking mortgage. You think I got money for Five Guys?
Yeah, you're getting 80, a cheeseburger and a fry that's $85.
Yeah.
Before tax.
Right.
So, to me, I would classify fast food as you have to have that fucking
You have to have
window.
A drive-thru. Yeah.
And if you don't, you're not fast food. So, on that note, I will say Wendy's.
I was thinking Wendy's as well.
Because it's the higher quality
but it,
fast
I mean,
food
you can
if you,
put whatever,
in terms of price.
You can put anything you want in air quotes. All I'm going to say is it's better. Wendy's is
it
just
is.
Better.
It is.
You know, because if I can't choose Five Guys or Shake Shack, Wendy's has the best burger.
When is there a fucking Shake Shack around here?
I think Chicago is the nearest Shake Shack. So anyway, Wendy's, I think we agreed on.
Yes.
Well, with that in mind, not sponsored, by the way, none of these brands we mentioned today.
A runner-up, though? Burger King.
Fuck Burger King. Burger King feeds you slop. Burger King feeds you dog shit chemicals in their food, allegedly.
It is flame-grilled.
Flame-grilled dog shit, okay? It actually tastes like the behind of someone that left a Walmart panini press and
didn't wipe.
Oh, God,
no.
Okay? It tastes like the baby that defecated on the Walmart panini press in the bathroom. That's Burger King. You eat at Burger King? Fuck you. Not you directly, but indirectly. Stop going there. Just let them go out of business. It's fucking horrible food. Please let them die.
The cheesy tots are back.
I can make them at home and save trillions of dollars over the course of several centuries.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah, it is much better for me. Thanks for watching.
You know what's best for me?
What's that, Kev?
If I leave.
Oh, really?
This hair has been pissing me off all
what
goddamn happened? Show.
Oh,
it's just
it's
hanging
stuck in there.
Dude,
how the hell am I going to know? I can't see it from where my eyes are.
It was literally like in front of your eye.
I don't have those.
You don't?
No. This is a lie, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm
that's
a liar.
Right.
That's why I'd be a good politician.
Yeah.
So anyway, anyone looking to get slapped, I've got a deal going on. I get paid $2,000. You can make one of that. Offers on the table, and if you see anyone say anything else, they're lying and Walmart panini pressers. They could be carrot munchers on the side. Thanks for watching. We will see you bright and early late next week with another episode of Chaos. Thanks for being attentive during this outro, Kev.
I'm sorry. I'm money laundering issues.
He's
still
money,
going
yeah,
on.
He's money laundering on the side.
Sorry. I got to take care of this business.
I was just going to say washing clothes.
Oh.
You've got some clothes to wash.
Yes.
Because I think American
Coin
money
operated.
Is made out of fabric. Isn't
Jeez.
American money made out of fabric?
Yes. And the little fingers that make the fabric for pennies on the dollar.
It's like little squirrels. A bunch of little squirrels make the money.
It's like, to go back on a past tangent, if we're talking about would you like to donate to help this charity? How about I donate to help get these kids out of these factories?